Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout, and today we have another special pledge drive, membership drive, Ship Report, and I have a special guest in the studio, Captain Dan Jordan. He's a Columbia River bar pilot. Morning.
Good morning, Joanne. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. So he was working last night on the river, and he's going to be working later today, so he's taken time out of a really busy schedule to come in and be on the air with us. So, you know, the Ship Report really started with the Columbia River bar pilots years ago. Captain Thron Riggs and Captain Robert Johnson were really instrumental in helping me learn so much about the river. And so I have a lot of sentimental attachment to the bar pilots.
They were great people to start with.
Yes, absolutely. So much knowledge. And I haven't talked about this on the Ship Report for years, about something that's so elemental. Every ship that goes by pretty much has a pilot on it. Is that correct?
They do, yeah, and in every port in the world.
Okay. So now you are one of the things that I found fascinating when I started learning more about what bar pilots do, which are the mariners, the master mariners who help ships come from out in the ocean to Astoria, is that you had a whole career as a mariner before you ever became a pilot. Can you talk about your experience?
Yeah, well, I started out at the California Maritime Academy and graduated in 1980 and spent 24 years on a variety of ships before becoming a pilot, and work your way up to becoming a captain and then sailing captain.
Wow. So now one of the ships that you were a captain of is one that people see here quite often, and that's the Essayance, an Army Corps of Engineers dredge. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. First of all, though, I wasn't captain on that. That was earlier in my career.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's out there now. The Army Corps of Engineers has a couple of dredges that they operate out of Portland. The Essayance, a big part of their job is dredging the Columbia River Bar. So it's a civil servant. Positions on there, so they're all federal employees run by the Army Corps of Engineers, and they're all mariners with quite a bit of experience.
Well, at one time, this is a few years back now, you were very kindly arranged for me to spend a day on the Essayance. I will never forget that. It was really interesting. She was on the river, kind of up toward Brownsmead, Skamakaway area, and they picked me up in this little boat, took me out, and kind of they put it was on davits, and they hoisted the boat up and put it on the deck, and I got to spend the day on the ship, and that was so interesting.
It's an interesting type of ship, dredges, because you know most of the ships that you see coming in and out of the river, they're designed to move cargo from port to port. They might have some cranes on there to load the cargo, but the Essayance is loading its cargo continually, which is sand.
That's right.
Loads it and then discharges it in a disposal area. So they're busy while they're underway.
Well, I was so amazed at all the computer functions and the, you know, because that ship is capable of hovering over a particular spot and essentially these big scoops that go down and vacuum up the river bottom. Is that mm-hmm. sort of the short answer?
Yeah, they have to move a little bit while they're doing it. But yeah, they have a couple of pipes that they lower down to the bottom and pumps that suck up both sand and water. The water then spills back over the side and the sand settles out in their hopper until it's full. And then they go to where they're going to dispose it.
Discharge it. So that's a unique sort of ship that is so vital. So much silt gets dragged down the river here that I remember someone I interviewed years ago saying that in a couple of years without the dredging, the channel would become unnavigable.
It would.
Yeah. So now you went from being involved in, you know, in managing and running ships and being captain of a ship at sea to being a pilot. How does that happen? What's the process there? It seems like a very small number of people get to become marine pilots.
Yeah, first of all, you have to have the desire to be piloting ships, which is close navigation all the time.
Right.
Where being captain of a ship, you're managing the business, but you're also spending weeks and weeks out in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very different style of navigation.
That's right. That's right. So you are, I was just thinking about this before the show when I was just sort of running through my mind things we could talk about, that you are constantly in the situation of getting on a ship that you don't know the people on it, you don't know the vessel. Every vessel must handle differently. So it's a big situational awareness thing, isn't it? Not every vessel that you're on.
Oh, yeah. Situational awareness is a big word for us. And, you know, they all have some basic similarities. They all have a bow, they all have an engine and propeller. And there's equipment on the bridge of the ship that we operate with, like the radar, that they all have two of those. They might be different manufacturers, so we have to know the nuances between one manufacturer or the other, but the basics are fairly similar.
So you bring, one of the many things that you bring is your vast sea experience and ship handling experience, but you also have this incredible local knowledge of the river. So how do you learn that? So I'm asking you to talk a little bit about how you become a pilot.
Yeah. Well, I'll just use, so we've got a couple of trainees that just started with us last week. Use them as an example. And they're riding with us now, observing the transits. They're both previous ship captains as well, so a lot of shipping experience. But as they're riding with us, they're learning the river. Every trip we're talking about where the river is, but they also have to memorize the chart so that they can draw the entire chart by memory.
Wow.
Including details like the characteristics of the lights on every buoy. So it's a long process to get all that memorized.
And then you become, are you then licensed to be a pilot in this area? Is that how that works?
Yeah. When we're sailing overseas, we're licensed by the Coast Guard and we're still licensed by the Coast Guard, but pilotage is actually licensed by the state of Oregon.
Okay. So then you become a pilot and then your job is, So just tell us a little bit about what it's like to actually be a pilot.
Yeah. Well, it's the funnest part of the voyage, really.
Yeah.
Whether the ship's inbound or outbound, we get on the ship as it's transitioning from being in port to being at sea or vice versa. And it's only a few hours that we might be on a particular ship, but everybody's really paying attention to the navigation of that ship. And it's the fun part.
So you mentioned that they're all over the world. There are pilots that's like this. So every port that handles vessels, because when you get in to the confined area of the river, that specialized knowledge is really important. That's really kind of the gist, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, every port has different current situations, different channels, the way the channels are made up, the docks they're going to. So you really do have to have that local knowledge to do it safely.
So what are some of the challenges that you encounter? I know current is one of them. So when you come into the Columbia River Bar is infamous. So just a short answer, what's so dangerous about it?
Right.
I know that's a big question.
Yeah, so the Columbia River Bar has really strong currents from the Columbia River. The Columbia River is an extensive water system, dumping water right into the ocean, where the swells are coming in from Japan and China all the way across the Pacific, and they meet there. And the swells can get quite large. We'll be out there in swells over 20 feet high in the wintertime. And sometimes they get quite a bit bigger than that.
And you get on the ships with the pilot boat and the helicopter. Those are two different ways of boarding at sea, right?
Right.
Boy, both of those just sound scary as all get out. So wow.
Yeah, well, they are if you're not used to them. Yeah. We spent a life at sea, so we're used to being out there. But yeah, we have a couple of pilot boats. And for a ship, inbound ship, for example, we could take the pilot boat out, meet up with the ship, and we climb up a ladder up the side of the ship. And then start piloting once we're there.
Well, I know one time when I was able to go aboard a ship and I climbed up a pilot ladder, and I can say that you must be fit to do that.
Yeah, because it is a rope ladder hanging over the side of the ship.
Yes, it is, and it's really kind of squirrely, but we are out of time, unfortunately, but this makes me realize that I need to bring you back in for another interview
because
there's so much we could talk. Thank you, Captain Dan Jordan, Columbia River Bar Pilot. Thanks so much for being on the Ship Report.
It's my pleasure.
And you've been listening to the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.